The book of Revelation.
Chapter 2.
Verse 1. 你要写信给以弗所教会的使者说，那右手拿着七星，在七个金灯台中间行走的说。
To the angel of the church in Ephesus write, the one who holds the seven stars in his right hand, the one who walks among the seven golden lampstands, says this.
我知道你的行为劳碌忍耐，也知道你不能容忍恶人。你也曾试验那自称为使徒却不是使徒的，看出他们是假的来。
I know your deeds and your toil and perseverance, and that you cannot endure evil men. And you put to the test those who call themselves apostles, and they are not, and you found them to be false.
第三节,
Verse 3.
你也能忍耐，曾为我的名劳苦，并不乏倦。
And you have perseverance and have endured for my name's sake, and have not grown weary.
第四节,
Verse 4.
然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你起初从，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。
But I have this against you, that you have left your first love.
所以应当回想你是从哪里坠落的，必要悔改，行起初所行的事。
Remember therefore from where you have fallen, and repent and do the deeds you did at first.
你若不悔改，我就临到你那里，把你的灯台从原处挪去。
Or else I am coming to you, and will remove your lampstand out of its place unless you repent.
第七节。
Verse 7.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
得胜的，我必将神乐园中生命树的果子赐给他吃。
To him who overcomes, I will grant to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God.
第11节后半句。
Verse 11, the latter part.
得胜的必不受第二次死的害。
He who overcomes shall not be hurt by the second death.
然后我们来看第17节的后面。
Latter part of verse 17.
得胜的，我必将那隐藏的玛拿赐给他，并赐给他一块白石，石上写着新名，除了那领受的以外，没有人能认识。
To him who overcomes, to him I will give some of the hidden manna, and I will give him a white stone, and a new name written on the stone, which no one knows but he who receives it.
第二十六节。
Verse 26.
那得胜又遵守我命令到底的，我要赐给他权柄，制服列国。
And he who overcomes and he who keeps my deeds until the end, to him I will give authority over the nations.
第三章。
Chapter 3,
第五节,
verse 5.
凡得胜的必这样穿白衣，我也必不从生命册上涂抹他的名，且要在我父面前和我众使者面前认他的名。
He who overcomes shall thus be clothed in white garments, and I will not erase his name from the book of life, and I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels.
十二节,
Verse 12.
得胜的，我要叫他在我神殿中做柱子，他也必不再从那里出去。我要将我的神的名和我神城的名，这城就是从天上从神那里降下来的新耶路撒冷，并我的新名都写在他上面。
He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he will not go out from it anymore. And I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, the new Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God, and my new name.
21节,
Verse 21.
得胜的，我要赐他在我宝座上与我同坐，就如我得了圣，在我父的宝座上与他同坐一般。
He who overcomes, I will grant to him to sit down with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne.
然后启示录第21章,
Revelation chapter 21,
Verse 7. 得胜的必承受这些伟业，我要做他的神，他要做我的儿子。
He who overcomes shall inherit these things, and I will be his God, and he will be my son.
22章第5节。
Chapter 22, verse 5.
不再有黑夜，他们也不用灯光日光，因为主神要光照他们，他们要做王，直到永永远远。
And there shall no longer be any night, and they shall not have need of the light of a lamp, nor the light of the sun, because the Lord God shall illumine them, and they shall reign forever and ever.
我想我们圣经就读这么多。
These are the scripture readings for now.
我想弟兄姊妹到现在都知道，我们这次大会的主题是神永远的旨意和得胜者。
Brothers and sisters should know by now that the theme of this conference is God's eternal purpose and the overcomers.
今天晚上我们特别来看得胜者。
Tonight we want to deal on this matter of the overcomer.
在全本圣经里面讲到得胜者最清楚的恐怕是启示录。
In the Bible, where it speaks most clearly of overcomer, it is found in the book of Revelation.
启示录是全本圣经最后的一卷。
Revelation is the last book in the Bible.
我们知道在启示录里面约翰就对写了七封的书信写了七封的书信给教会。
In Revelation, John wrote seven letters to the churches.
就好像保罗曾经给教会写了七封的书信。
Just like Paul, when he wrote seven letters to the churches.
不过当约翰写启示录的时候，教会的光景已经不同了。
But when John wrote his letters, the condition of the church was very different.
保罗写信给七个教会是在教会正常的时候。
When Paul wrote his letters, the church was in its normal condition.
到了启示录约翰写启示录的时候
But when John wrote Revelation
那教会已经显出不正常的光景
The church was already abnormal
所以约翰就写了七封的书信给七个教会
So John wrote seven letters to the seven churches
我们如果比较这七封书信和保罗的七封书信
If we had to compare these seven letters with Paul's seven letters
你觉得启示录非常特别
You will see that Revelation is very special
这些书信开始的时候
In the beginning of these letters
有问安的话
There is a greeting
但是呢我们就特别在启示录里面
But in Revelation
约翰告诉我们他在什么情形底下写了
John tells us under what condition he writes these letters.
我们读保罗的七封的书信给教会的。
When we read the seven letters of Paul to the church,
我们一开始知道是保罗写这些信。
We all know that he was the one who wrote these letters.
也问安。
And he has a greeting.
但是不像在启示录这里面所提到的。
But it's very different than Revelation.
所以这七封书信和前面保罗七封书信是完全不同的。
These seven letters are very different than Paul's seven letters.
因为教会的光景和从前不一样。
Because the condition of the church is very different.
所以圣灵启示约翰写这些话的时候。
So when the Holy Spirit enabled Paul to write John these letters.
那特别是在二章三章。
Especially in chapters 2 and 3.
你看约翰神就借着约翰给七个教会七封的书信。
So John wrote seven letters to the seven churches.
然后约翰告诉我们他该开始告诉我们他为什么写这样的书信。
And he told us in the beginning why he wrote these letters.
那不只让我们知道约翰为什么写这七封书信。
Not only to tell us why he wrote these letters.
当然事实上这是主给教会的书信。
Of course, these letters are letters given by our Lord.
不过我们的主要约翰把它写下来。
But our Lord wanted John to write it down.
但是当约翰解释他为什么写这些书信的时候
When John explained the reason he wrote these letters
他同时也把启示录这本的性质告诉了我们
At the same time, he told us the personality of the character of this book.
我们知道说启示录乃是圣经最后的一卷书
We know that Revelation is the last book in the Bible.
我们讲到神永远的旨意
We speak of God's eternal purpose.
我们要问一个问题
We have to ask a question.
等到时间快到末了的时候
At the very end,
就表示神的工作快要完成。
That is the time when the work of God is almost done.
我们晓得在还没有创立世界以前
We know that before the creation of the world,
神有一个旨意。
There was one purpose.
我们称它做永远的旨意。
We say that is the eternal purpose.
那个永远的旨意是在它里面，是在它自己里面定下了这个旨意。
That eternal purpose came from within our Lord.
也是在基督里面定下了这个旨意。
And this will was established within Christ himself.
根据这个旨意就产生了蓝图
And according to this will, there is a blueprint.
根据这个蓝图，神就开始工作
And according to this blueprint, God begins his work.
所以等到神开始工作的时候
So when God began his work,
这个宇宙就开始
The universe began.
宇宙的运动就开始
There was movement in the universe.
今天科学家告诉我们说
Today scientists tell us,
时间是什么呢
What is time?
什么时候运动开始
Whenever there is movement,
时间就开始
That is when the time begins.
为什么这个宇宙开始运动呢
Why did the universe begin to move?
因为神 开始工作。
Because God began to work.
所以感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我们知道从创立世界开始。
We know by at the beginning of creation.
神就开始他的工作。
God began his work.
那么到了启示录的时候。
And when you reach Revelation.
约翰给我们看见等到时间快到终点的时候。
John shows us when the time is ending.
特别等到将来的勇士要开始的时候。
Especially when the eternal and the future is going to begin.
现在我们要看从神的话里面。
We see that through God's word.
到底最后神所要做的有没有做到？
We have to see what God wanted to accomplish. Was it accomplished?
我们看整本圣经最后所描写的。
Throughout the whole Bible, we see what is described in the very end of the Bible.
应该就是神心目中他所要做的事。
It should be what is in God's heart.
所以感谢神。
We thank God.
就在启示录一开始的时候。
At the beginning of Revelation.
我们知道约翰告诉我们说，主神说我是阿拉法也是欧米伽。
We know that John said, the Lord said that he is the Alpha and the Omega.
因为神是永远旨意的神。
Because he is a God of eternal purpose.
神是 Alpha.
God is Alpha.
神也是 Omega.
God is also Omega.
现在到了启示录了。
So now you've reached Revelation.
可以说这个字母已经到了 Omega 了。
You can say that the letter has reached letter Omega.
Alpha 是希腊文第一个字母。
Alpha is the first letter in the Greek alphabet.
Omega 是希腊文最后一个字母。
Omega is the last letter in the alphabet.
创世纪是神的 Alpha.
Genesis is God's Alpha.
启示录是神的 Omega.
Revelation is God's Omega.
等到快到 Omega 的时候。
When you reach Omega.
现在我们要问说。
Now you will
ask. 神当初的旨意有没有达到？
Did God's initial will, was it attained?
到底神的目的是什么？
What is his purpose?
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
让我们记得
Let us remember,
要明白神永远的旨意
To understand God's eternal purpose
神就给了我们全本的圣经
God gave us the whole Bible
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters
你看见吗我们怎么知道神永远的旨意
How do we know God's eternal purpose?
到底神永远的旨意是什么
What is his eternal purpose?
以弗所给我们很清楚的表给我们很清楚的说明
Ephesians describes it very clearly
但是事实上我圣灵是用全本的圣经来解释它的
But in reality, the Holy Spirit uses the whole Bible to describe it.
到了启示录的时候
So when you reach Revelation,
我们叫主回来的日子近了
We know that the Lord's return is near.
我们知道时间快到终点
The time is about to end.
等到时间快到终点的时候
When the time is about to end,
我们要问说约翰看见了什么
We have to ask, what did John see?
我们知道约翰最后给我们看见一些的图画
At the very end, John saw some pictures.
那个应该就是最后神要达到的目的
And that should be the goal that the Lord wants to attain to at the very end.
那么就在约翰写启示录的时候
As John was writing Revelation,
就在开始写七封书信的时候
When he first began to write the seven letters,
他一直提到 the 圣的 the 圣的 the 圣的
He keeps mentioning the one who overcomes, the one who overcomes, the one who overcomes.
换一句话说
In other words,
这里讲到 the 圣者
Here it speaks of the overcomer.
弟兄姊妹
Brother and sister,
特别在神的旨意里你到了 Omega 这一章这个 chapter 的时候
Especially in God's will, when you reach the chapter of Omega,
现在我们要问说
Now you have to ask
神的旨意有没有可能完成呢
What is Can God's will be accomplished
神的旨意最后能不能达到呢
Can it be reached
弟兄姊妹你看见说和得胜者发生很重要的关系
It has a lot to do with the overcomer
所以我们每次读启示录的时候
Every time we read Revelation
神说他是 Omega
God says he is Omega
但是不要忘记
But do not forget
他也是 Alpha
He is also Alpha
所以我们要明白圣经
To understand the Bible
是要从创世纪一直看到启示录
We need to see from Genesis all the way to Revelation
创世纪给我们看见神原始的旨意
Genesis shows us the initial will of God
神刚开始彰显他旨意的时候
At the very beginning when he revealed his will
告诉他旨意的时候
When he explained his will
你看见创世纪他给我们看见这么多
In Genesis you know he showed us a little part
然后中间然后到了最后的时候
And at the very end
特别到启示录最后的时候
Especially at the end of Revelation
我们就看见神最终的旨意
We see his ultimate will
所以我们知道说如果明白神永远的旨意的
To understand God's eternal will
你发现神原始的旨意是轮廓
His initial will is actually but a skeleton.
等到我们看到最终的旨意的时候，我们就看到那个丰满。
And the ultimate purpose is the abundance, the riches.
在创世纪，我们看见一座花园。
In Genesis, we see a garden.
我们看见那个轮廓。
We see that skeleton.
但是等到了启示录的时候
，But in Revelation,
我们乃是看见一座花园的城。
We see a garden city.
我们读第二启创世纪的时候，我们看见那个花园是平面的。
In Genesis, the garden is a plain.
等到启示录最后的时候，我们看见那个花园是立体的。
At the end of Revelation, we see that that garden is three-dimensional.
所以我们看见在创世纪有生命树。
In Genesis, there is the tree of life.
在启示录也有生命树。
In Revelation, there is also a tree of life.
创世纪有河。
Genesis, there's a river.
启示录最后也有河。
In Revelation, also a river.
你如果在伊甸园里面顺着水河流往前走的话
，If you in the Garden of Eden, if you follow the flow of the river,
你能找到金子
，You can see gold.
你能找到宝石。
And you'll see precious stones.
你也能找到珍珠。
And you'll see pearls.
等到我们读到启示录最后的时候
，At the very end of Revelation.
现在我们知道
，We know.
整个新耶路撒冷的建筑的材料
the building material of the New Jerusalem.
乃是金子，乃是宝石，乃是珍珠。
There's gold, precious stones, and pearls.
你找不到第四个材料。
You cannot find a fourth material.
我们不要忘记
，Do not forget.
创世纪头两章
，Genesis the first two chapters.
是在罪还没有进到人类中间
，Happened before.Sin came into the world.
等到二十一章、二十二章
，and chapter 21 and 22
是开始了。
When eternity begins,
新天新地开始。
The new heaven and the new earth
不再有死亡
，no longer is death，
不再有悲哀
，no longer is the suffering。
弟兄姊妹
，brothers，
你看见吗
？Do you see？
所以头两章跟最后两章
，the first two chapters in the Bible and the last two chapters in the Bible，
应该告诉我们神到底要做什么
？Should tell us what God wants to do。
在创世纪的时候
，in Revelation，
我们看见那个轮廓。
In Genesis, we see the stars.
到了启示录的时候
，in Revelation，
我们就看见那个丰满。
We see the abundance.
所以弟兄姊妹
，brothers，
现在我们要问说
，we have to ask，
圣灵怎么把这些图画指给我们看
？How does the Holy Spirit show us these pictures？
所以我们。而且在这个整个神旨意神永远的旨意里面
And in God's eternal purpose
在创启示录刚开始的时候
At the very beginning of Revelation
约翰给我们看见他在七个教会里面
John shows us that he among the seven
我们的主现在做一件事
Our Lord has done one thing
他在每一个教会里面要呼召得胜者
And each church he is calling out the overcomers
这七个教会
And the seven churches
是使徒时代当时第一世纪的教会
Throughout all ages it's the first century. It is the church of the first century. As John was still on earth,
那个时候的确在小亚细亚有七个教会。
In Minor Asia, there were seven churches.
但是圣灵用这个七个教会来代表那个时候各地的教会。
But the Holy Spirit used these seven churches to represent the churches in total.
这是就着那个时候的空间来说。
And that is speaking in the space.
就着时间来说。
In terms of time,
这个七个教会也是代表历史上历教会七种不同的光景。
These seven churches represent the seven conditions of the church throughout time.
以弗所的教会特别说到第一个世纪的教会。
The Ephesian church speaks of the church in the first century.
士美那教会是说在第二世纪、第三世纪当教会受逼迫的时候的教会。
The church in Smyrna speaks of in the second and third century how the church suffered persecution.
帖加摩的教会乃是指着君士坦丁做了皇帝、接受基督教做国教以后的情形。
And Pergamum represents when Constantine took Christianity as the religion of the world.
在这三个教会里面
，In these three churches，
我们的主没有提到他要回来。
Our Lord did not say he was going to return.
所以我们知道以弗所教会过了以后就是士美那，士美那过了以后就是帖加摩。
We know that after the church in Ephesus, there's the church in Smyrna, and then there's the church in Pergamum.
然后从第四世纪开始，一直到主回来，就有了推亚推拉。
And then from the 4th century until the Lord returns, there is Thyatira.
这个教会就是我们读教会历史的时候，当教会在黑暗的时候，那个时候的教会。
And this church in the history is when the church was in darkness.
那么这个是推亚推拉。
That is Thyatira.
到了16世纪的时候
，In the 16th century,
神就借着马丁路德、借着加尔文等等，他们就做了恢复的工作。
Through Martin Luther and through Calvin, etc., there was the work of Reformation.
这就是撒底的教会。
And that is church in Sardis.
然后到19世纪的时候。
In the 19th century,
神又做了奇妙的工作。
God did a marvelous work.
结果有一班弟兄们起来。
Then there was some brothers who came up.
在英国。
In England.
后来也到了中国。
And then went to China.
后来也到了印度。
And went to India.
你看各地有一种的情形，就是腓拉帖菲教会所告诉我们。
And there is that condition of the Church of Philadelphia.
等到我们主回来以前。
Before the Lord returns,
教会的光景就是老底家所告诉我。
The condition of the church is shown in Laodicea.
那么这七封书信的重点在哪里呢
？What is the main point in these seven letters?
就是给我们看见神在教会里面呼召的圣者。
In the church, how the Lord is calling overcomers.
为什么呼召得胜者
？Why is he calling for overcomers?
因为当教会的大体从神永远的旨意落下去的时候
，Because when
从神永远的旨意落下去。 大 majority.
When the majority of the church has fallen in the hands of our Lord.
结果你看见一般人，他们仍旧站在神原来所命定那个水平线上。
You will see that there is a group of people who actually remains on the original line that the Lord has drawn.
这些人不是特别好的基督徒。
These are not special good Christians.
他们是平常的基督徒。
They are normal Christians.
乃是当许多人落到那个得胜神永远旨意的一条线底下的时候。
As many have fallen below the line of God's eternal purpose.
神呼召一般人维持神永远的旨意。
God calls those who keep God's eternal purpose.
结果神永远的旨意是借着这一般人终于达到了。
And through these people, God's eternal purpose is attained.
所以我们知道说得胜者和神永远的旨意发生很重要的关系。
We know that the overcomers and God's eternal purpose have a great relationship.
我们读启示录的时候，
We know that in Revelation,
我们觉得这是本很难读的书。
It's a very difficult book to read.
因为这里面讲到七个印、七个号、七个碗等等等等。
Because it speaks of seven seals, seven trumpets, seven bowls.
你一会儿看见龙在沙滩上。
On one hand, you see the dragon in the desert.
然后有一只兽在西树。
The dragon on the seashore.
然后你看见有兽从海中上来。
And then the beast coming out of the sea.
你看见有兽从地中上来。
And there are another beast coming out of the sea.
将来有一个世界。
Then there is a world.
是个经济统一的世界。
It is a political world.
No, 经济统一的世界。Economic.
It is an economic world.
是政治统一的世界。
It is a political world.
也是宗教统一的世界。
It is a religious world.
United.
A united religious world.
所以我们知道说将来这个世界有一个大一统的局面。
We know that there is a great, a great system in this world.
所以我们知道将来有一个系统是个 unified, 是个统一的系统。
This is a unified system in the world.
你看见将来的世界是一个。
Then this world is one.
你看见说宗教是一个。
Religion is one.
政治是一个。
Political is one.
经济也是一个。
Economical is one.
那个时候你如果没有666没有兽的这些印记的话你就不能够做买卖。
If you do not have the mark of the beast 666 you cannot do business.
所以当我们读启示录的时候
So when you read Revelation
当你被这些东西当你注意到这些的时候
When you notice these things
我们很容易忘记神在这卷书里面他有一个很中心的目的。
It is very easy to forget that our Lord has a purpose.
而我们今天神的儿女们读这卷圣书的时候
And we children of God when we read this
book, 我们不知不觉我们的好奇心把我们从神最在这卷书里面最中心的启示就带出来了
Unconsciously through our curiosity the main point is brought out
我们所注意的是七个印
What we pay attention to is seven
最七个碗
Seven bowls
我们注意的是敌基督
What we pay attention to is the Antichrist
我们要问一个问题
We have to ask a question
到底基督徒今天在地上是等候基督呢还是等候敌
Christians on earth, are we waiting for Christ or the Antichrist?
许多人读启示录的时候
Many times when we read Revelation
给你一个感觉他在那等候敌基督
It gives you the feeling that you're waiting for the Antichrist
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
我们知道圣经讲到基督的日子
When the Bible speaks of the days of the Lord
那个乃是指说新妇等候新郎的日子
That is the days when the bride is waiting for the bridegroom
所以让我们记得
So let us remember
神在启示录里面的启示
In Revelation, the revelation in Revelation
他的中心的就中心的启示乃是耶稣基督的启示
The main point, the emphasis is the revelation of Jesus Christ.
所以启示录第一句话第一章第一节就说耶稣基督的启示。
That's why in verse 1 it says the revelation of Jesus Christ.
在这个启示里面
and in this revelation,
提到敌基督
it speaks of the Antichrist.
但是敌基督不是中心
but the Antichrist is not the main point.
提到巴比伦
it speaks of Babylon.
巴比伦不是中心
Babylon is not the main point.
提到七个号七个碗等等等等
seven trumpets, seven bowls, etc.
这个都是启示的一部分
that is part of the revelation.
但是不是启示的中心
but it is not the main point
弟兄姊妹
Brother,
启示的中心呢是和神永远的旨意发生关系
the main point has to do with God's eternal purpose
你读到启示录的时候
when you read Revelation
你要问一个问题
you have to ask a question
现在时间快结束了
the time is about to end
现在我们没有多少时间
we have very little time now
我们不是很快到主那里就是主很快就要回来了
we're very quickly will be to the Lord will return quickly
等到这个时间快到结束的时候
at the end of time
你要问一个问题
you have to ask a question
我们的旨意有没有达到是另外一件事
Whether our purpose has been reached is another question.
你知道吗？许多人到了临终的时候
So many people at the very end say,
他有一种不满足的感觉。
They feel that they're not very satisfied.
因为他一生所要达到的没有达到。
Because everything they wanted to accomplish in life, they did not accomplish.
这是一生最大最大的遗憾。
That is the greatest loss.
当到这个人类快到终点的时候。
When mankind is about to reach the end.
在启示录里面。
In Revelation.
我们要问一个问题。
You have to ask a question.
就是神永远能旨意。
What is God's eternal purpose?
到底有没有完成？
Has it been accomplished?
到底有没有达到呢？
Has it been attained?
如果我们一开始看见教会荒凉的情形，
If we see the desolation of the church,
那么我们现在要问说，
Then we have to ask,
在这种光景底下，
Under this condition,
到底主能不能完成他的旨意呢？
Can God accomplish his will?
教会荒凉，
The church is in desolation.
这告诉我们说神的旨意不能够通行。
It shows us that God's eternal purpose cannot be
achieved. 稀奇的很。
Very amazing.
本来教会应该叫神的旨意通行的。
Before the church should have allowed the will of God to be accomplished.
主叫我们祷告。
God teaches, Lord teaches.
愿你的国降临。
May your kingdom come.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
May your will be done on earth as in heaven.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers,
神在地上得罪一般的人。
God has gained the people on the earth.
神得罪他的教会。
He has gained his church.
如果今天神在教会里面不能够彰显他的旨意，
If in the church he cannot manifest his purpose.
弟兄姊妹。我们要问一个问题。
We have to ask a question.
现在没有多少时间了。
We are running out of time.
你还有多少时间给我们的神呢？
How much more time do you have to give our Lord?
回来是快了。
Because the return of our Lord.
现在我们要问一个问题。
We have to ask a question.
神有没有达成他的目的呢？
Has God reached his accomplished his will?
老底家的教会。
The church of Laodicea.
从表面上来看是富足的。
On the surface, it looks like it's rich.
结果我们的主在门外叩门。
But the Lord outside is knocking on the door.
基督是教会的身体，基督是教会的元首。
Christ is the head of the church.
基督的同在应该，教会特点就是基督的同在。
The special point of a church is that the presence of the Lord.
结果我们看见我们的主是在门外叩门。
But then we see that our Lord is knocking on the outside of the door.
我们的主应该在门内才对。
Our Lord should be on the inside of the door.
他怎么在门外叩门呢？
Why is he knocking on the outside?
我们的主要进来。
Our Lord wants to come in.
为什么教会会让我们的主等在门外呢？
Why does the church allow the Lord to wait outside?
这个不是今天教会的情形吗？
Isn't this the condition of the church today?
从外面来看，一切都是富足的。
On the outward way, it's as if it's rich.
主，我们的建筑越来越大的。
Our buildings, our structures are bigger and bigger.
弟兄姊妹，你看见许多的光景就像老底家的光景一样。
Much of the condition is like the church in Laodicea.
但是稀奇的很。
But amazing.
如果这是基督的教会，
If this is the church of Christ,
我们的主怎么在门外叩门呢？
How come he is outside the door knocking?
我们的主不应该在门外叩门呢？
Our Lord shouldn't be outside knocking.
什么时候我们把我们的主推到门外去的？
Whenever we push our Lord outside the door.
犹太人把我们的主推到城外，把他钉在十字架上。
The Jewish people pushed him out of the city and nailed him to the cross.
什么时候教会把我们的主推到门外去的？
Whenever did we the church push him out of the door?
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
You see,
从表面上一切都是富足的。
On the surface, everything is rich.
当初早期的时候，金子银子我都没有。
At the very beginning, I had no gold or silver.
这是彼得说的。
That is what Peter said.
金子银子我都没有。
Gold and silver I have not.
但是奉拿撒勒耶稣的名，我可以叫你起来行走。
But in the name of Jesus the Nazareth, I will command you to walk.
我们知道有一个真实的故事。
We know a true story.
从前有一个很伟大的神学家叫 Aquinas。
There was a great theologian named Aquinas.
他有一天访问罗马，访问圣彼得堂。
Once he went to visit the St. Peter's Basilica.
St. Peter's
Cathedral.
那么他因为是神学家，所以教皇亲自招待他。
Because he was a great theologian, the Pope invited him personally.
那么就让他参观整个的圣彼得堂。
So he could see St. Peter's Cathedral.
然后呢，他就只做天花板上许多很金碧辉煌的建筑。
So he was pointing to the many different paintings and structures on the ceiling.
然后他就那个教皇就很高兴地告诉阿奎那说。
So the Pope very gladly told Aquinas.
他说你知道吗？我们的第一任教皇彼得。
Do you know that the first Pope Peter?
他那时候非常的寒酸，他说金子银子我们都没有。
He said that he did not have gold or silver.
弟兄，金子银子都没有。
He had no gold or silver.
我把我所有的给你。
I give you my all.
奉拿撒勒耶稣的名起来行走。
In the name of Jesus the Nazareth, I command you to stand up.
所以他说，你看头任的教皇，他是贫穷的，现在我们不一样了。
The first Pope was very poor, but now it's very different.
现在你看，我们金子银子都有。
Now look, we have gold and silver.
你知道 Aquina 怎么说呢？
You know what Aquina said?
不错。
He said true.
现在我们金子银子都有了。
Today we do have gold and silver.
那奉拿撒勒耶稣的名起来行走的能力我们没有。
But the power that is set in the name of the Jesus, the Nazareth, to walk, that power is gone.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
这个不是我们的光景吗？
Isn't that our condition today?
今天我们可以说我们的情像老底家的情形一样。
Today we can say our condition is like the Laodicea.
不应该在我们中间。
The Lord should be amongst us.
结果老底家成为众人的意见。
Yet the Laodicea suffered all the
成为众人的意见。Opinions of everybody.
They receive the opinions of all people.
所以老底家的意思就是每一个人都可以发表他的意见。
So in Laodicea, everybody can give their own opinion.
你可以参加你的意见。
You can give your own opinion.
你看见没，在教会里面，你随便都可以参加你的意见。
And in the church, you can give your opinion.
所以弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
结果我们的主在门外叩门。
Then our Lord was outside the door knocking.
我们传福音可以借这些圣经。
When we preach the gospel, we can borrow this word.
我们说主耶稣叩罪人的门。
We say that the Lord is knocking on the door of sinners.
其实这些圣经从这里借来的。
But that verse is actually borrowed from here.
你真正读圣经，那个不是罪人的门，乃是教会的门。
If you read the scripture, it's not the door of sinners. It is the door of the church.
你借是可以，但是不可以久借不还。
You can borrow it, but you cannot borrow for long.
所以你一定要回到他原来的位置。
You always have to bring it back to its original position.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见等到教会到了主快回来的时候
，Before the Lord returns, the church.
你看见教会的光景就是荒凉的景
，The condition of the church is of desolation.
就是老底家的形式
，The condition of Laodicea.
我们的主居然的站在门外面
，Our Lord is actually standing outside.
我们的主对我们一切都是客观的
，Our Lord to us everything is objective.
弟兄姊妹，我们难道一点主观的经历都没有吗
？Do we have no subjective experience?
基督是教会的元首。
Christ is the head of the church.
我们应该有第一手的经历才对。
We should have a first-hand experience.
但是你看见到了使徒到了启示录的时候
，But when we reach Revelation,
你看教会的光景和从前不同了。
The condition of the church is very different.
所以弟兄姊妹，当现在约翰写七封书信的时候
，So when John writes these seven letters,
你看见现在我们主对每一个教会
，Now the Lord to each church,
他都有个呼召。
He has a calling.
那个呼召那是得胜者的呼召。
That calling is a calling of overcomer.
那对这些得胜者
and to these overcomers,
我们的主也把应许给他们
He has given them a promise
那个应许就是他们的奖赏
And that promise is their reward
而这个奖赏和启示录二十章所说的千年国发生关系的
And this reward has to do with the millennial kingdom mentioned in chapter 20
因为那个千年国就是圣经里面所说的天国
And that millennial kingdom is the heavenly kingdom
弟兄姊妹当你读这七封书信的时候
When you read these seven letters
你看见这个七个不同的应许
You will see seven different promises.
对得胜者七个不同的应许
Seven promises to the overcomer.
实在说来，就是对于得胜者七个不同的奖赏
And that in reality is seven different rewards to the seven churches.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？这个和天国发生关系
This has to do with the kingdom of heaven.
所以当你读启示录的时候
So when you read Revelation,
你刚开始你读到是七个教会
At the beginning, you read of seven churches.
你读到得胜者
You read of overcomers.
但是等到我们要到永世以前
But before eternity,
有一个一千年的时间
There is a thousand year period
这一千年就是我们所说的千年国
And then there's a thousand years the millennial kingdom
也就是我们所说的天国
And that is the kingdom of heaven
主耶稣说我们要进天国
The Lord said we will enter the kingdom of heaven
如果我们要进天国我们要遵行天父的旨意
If we are to enter the kingdom we need to keep the will of the Father
我们如果要遵行要进天国我们的义就应当胜过文士和法利赛的义
If we are to enter the kingdom our righteousness needs to surpass those of the Pharisees and scribes
弟兄姊妹
Brothers,
你看见吗
Do you see that?
在这里给我们看见说
Here we see
得胜者乃是和天国发生关系
Overcomer has to do with the kingdom of heaven
所以弟兄姊妹这里的应许乃是国度的应许
So the promise here is the promise of the kingdom
在这里你看见说神你我们看见说在永世以前有一个天国
So before eternity there was a kingdom
原来这都是和神的旨意发生关系
And it has to do with God's purpose
特别等到时间快末了的时候
Especially at the end time
最后神怎么完成他的旨意
at the very end how does God accomplish his will
弟兄姊妹你知道说神不勉 全我们。
You know that God does not force us.
神给我们一个完全自由的意志。
He gives us a completely free will.
如果神把我们每一个人都当作一个棋子的话。
If the Lord treats us as a chess piece,
那这样的话，你知道，你如果这样的话，神如果定了一个旨意，最后一定完成的。
So if God established a purpose, then it would be accomplished.
因为他把你放在哪里，就放在哪里。
Because wherever He puts you, you go.
神在太阳系里面，神在银河系里所做的就是一个工作。神在太阳系跟银河系里面。
What our Lord has done in the solar system and the galaxy.
他所做的工作就是一个工作
That is that work
所以你知道说在什么时候某一个星球在什么地方一定在那里的
Wherever the star is put That is where it's put A planet is put That is where it's put
但是问题在这里
But there's a problem
神乃是创造了人
God has created man
神所造的人就像他一样有永远的有自由的意志的
God has created man who has a free will
所以我们可以说是我们也可以说不
We can say yes We can say no
教会可以对元首说是也可以说不
The church can say yes or no to the head
教会每一个人不是一个棋子
The church, every person there not a chess piece
如果神造人像造棋子一样的话
If the God created man as a chess piece
如果神造人像造星球一样的话
Or created like a star or planet
如果神造人像造机器人一样的话
Or created man like a robot
你肯定神旨意一定要完成的
For sure God's will will be accomplished
但神智慧在哪里
But where is God's wisdom?
怎么知道这里有智慧
How do you know there's wisdom?
我们知道说谁是借助教会
God through the church
叫在天上执政的掌权能得知神百般的智慧
So that we can see the manifold wisdom of God
那个原因在什么地方
What is the reason
就是神所得着的人不是棋子
What God has gained the people they are not
神所创造的人可以说是也可以说不的
Those created can say yes or no
所以这就变成一个很复杂的问题
So it becomes very complicated
但是同时就基于这个缘故能显出神无比的智慧
But at the same time you can see the manifold wisdom of our Lord
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters
我们看见神永远的旨意不只彰显他的能力
God's eternal purpose does not only manifest his power
神永远的旨意更是彰显他的智慧
God's eternal purpose also show forth his wisdom
这个智慧是给天使看
This wisdom is for the angels
这个智慧是给神所创造的万物来看的
This wisdom is for his creation
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
你看见吗这些人能说是这些人能说不
These people can say yes or no
这些人能顺服
These people can obey
这些人也能够走开
These people can leave
在这种情形底下
Under these conditions
弟兄姊妹神有没有可能达成他的旨意
Can God have his will attained
你明白吗
You understand
今天所有在那里做机器人的人
All those robots today
他们最担心的一件事
What they fear the most
我们知道说一个机器人是一个没有感觉没有思想的
We know that a robot has no feeling has no thought
所以你只要按一个 button 你只要按一个键他就知道怎么做
You just have to press one button and it will do something
但如果你给他一点的智慧
But if you give it some wisdom
那么这个机器就软了一点了
Then this robot becomes soft
所以我们说这是软体因为他现在有了人格了
That is why we call it software
有一点的思想了
It has its own thought
他越软越危险
The softer it is, the worse. The more dangerous.
现在如果你创造一个机器人
If you create a robot today,
你让它太软了
If he is too soft,
那弟兄姊妹
Brothers,
到了一天你不能控制它
One day you cannot control it.
这是今天这搞电脑的人最紧张的一件事
That is what the computer scientists are more
concerned
about.
结果你完全 out of your control, 完全你不能管住它
Then you see that it's completely out of control.
但是感谢主
But thank the Lord.
我们的神敢把自由意志给我们
Our God gave us free will.
我们要记得
Let us remember.
神讲永远的旨意
When God speaks of his eternal purpose,
是在一种情形底下讲的
It is spoken under a certain condition.
讲到世界上的星球宇宙的星球和这些没有意志的东西说的
It has nothing to do with things that do not have life or the solar system
感谢主
Thank the Lord
因为我仍然照着神的永远的旨意来照着神的形象来创造的
Because man was created according to the image of God
人能说是能说不
Man can say yes, man can say no
当教会最荣耀的时候
In the most glorious time of the church
特别到五旬节的时候
Especially at Pentecost
你看见你都使徒行传你看见那些荣耀的光景
You see the glorious picture in the book of Acts
那个时候你要说神的旨意真的能达到了
Then you can say God's eternal purpose can be attained
但是等到你读启示录的时候
But when you reach Revelation
特别你看见教会荒凉的时候
When you see the desolation of the church
你要问一个问题
You have to ask a question
神的旨意能不能达到
Can God's will be accomplished
弟兄姊妹如果在这种情形底下
Under these conditions
神的旨意能够达到的话
If His will can be accomplished,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
then brothers and
sisters, 你看见这就是神的智慧的,
you will see that this is God's wisdom.
结果你看见,
then you will see.
得胜者乃是神智慧的一部分。
The overcomer is but a part of God's wisdom.
你看见得胜者最后乃是把神的旨意完全, 乃是叫神的旨意完成的。
It is the overcomer enables the will of God to be accomplished.
所以我们知道这是非常重要的。
We know this is very important.
我知道在座有许多年长的弟兄姊妹。
I know that many sitting here are elderly.
我们相信说许多在座的弟兄姊妹，我们都曾经看见过主在地上的工作。
Many brothers and sisters here have seen what the Lord's work has been in the past.
看见神的同在在教会里面是何等的荣耀。
You've seen how glorious it is to have His presence in the church.
我相信这都是实实在在的经历，这不是个理想。
I believe this is truly an experience.
但是弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
等到几十年经过了以后，
After many years,
我们会问一个问题。
We ask a question.
当你看见教会许多的情形的时候，
When you see many situations in the church,
我们会问一个问题。
We have to ask a question.
教会真的有前途吗？
Is there a future for the church?
教会真的有明天吗？
Is there a tomorrow for the church?
我们的主真的要在他回来以前要得着荣耀的教会吗？
Is the Lord going to gain a glorious church before His return?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
让我们记得，
Let us
remember. 如果看看我们今天的情形，
If we were to see our condition today,
我们越有精力，
The more strength we have,
我们对教会越有精力，
Then the more experience we have,
我们越有精力，我们的感觉越寒冷。
The more experience we have, the colder our feeling is.
为什么？
Why?
当你看见实实在在教会的情形的时候，
Because when you see the true condition of the church,
你看见我们说我们为什么花这么多功夫呢？
We ask, why have we labored so much?
我们干脆就抢救灵魂就可以了。
Let us just grab the souls and that'd be okay.
抢救灵魂， save the souls.
Rescue the souls.
我们抢救灵魂就可以了。
And then just rescue the souls. That will be enough.
为什么今天我们要讲神的旨意关乎教会的事呢？
Why do we have to speak on God's eternal purpose in the church?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
因为这个缘故，
for this reason,
许多时候我们就灰心了。
Many times we lose heart.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
我们相信启示录乃是给我们很大的安慰。
In Revelation, we are comforted.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers,
我们要明白约翰在什么情形底下来写启示录的。
We have to understand under what condition did John write Revelation.
所以第一章弟兄姊妹，你如果仔细比较这七封书信和保罗的七封书信，
so when you compare these seven letters with the seven letters of Paul,
你看见里面有几句话是非常非常不一样的。
You'll see some words that are very different.
那几句话就把保罗里面的感觉带出来了。
And these words show the emotion from Paul.
Feeling, 把这个约翰的感觉带出来。
It brings out the feeling of John.
我们知道说约翰是12个门徒里面最后的一个。
We know that John was the last of the 12 disciples.
他的兄弟雅各是活得最短的。
His brother James lived the shortest.
他自己是活得最长的。
He was the one who lived the longest.
当他写启示录的时候，
When he wrote Revelation,
我们的主升天大概已经快60年了。
Our Lord had already ascended for 60 years.
他在圣灵里面跟随主差不多做了60年的基督徒。
In the spirit, he had followed our Lord for 60 years.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，没有一个人的经历比约翰的经历更丰富。
No one's experience was as abundant as the one of John.
现在到他快晚年的时候，
Now at the end of his life,
圣灵给他启示了。
The Holy Spirit gives him Revelation.
给他启示录这本书。
He gives him the book of Revelation.
所以他就把这本书给我们，这本书就写下来了。
And then he writes this book.
弟兄姊妹，到底这本书主要是讲什么？
What is the emphasis of this book?
所以当他一开始写这个书信的时候，
Right when he began the book,
他说看哪，他驾云降临。
He said, Behold, he is coming with the clouds.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers,
你还记得60年前，
Do you remember 60 years
back? 约翰和其他的门徒，
John and all the other disciples,
他们亲眼看见他们的主在橄榄山上升到天上去。
They saw the Lord from the Mount of Olives ascending to heaven.
他们亲眼看见我们的主从橄榄山一直升到云端。
They saw him going up into the clouds.
到了云端以后，他再也看不见了。
After the clouds, they could not see anymore.
后来约翰知道我们的主是升天了。
And then John knew that the Lord had ascended to heaven.
约翰知道说我们的主是达到宝座了。
John knew that he had reached the throne.
但是60年之久。
But after 60 years,
他一直不知道到底那个云彩的背后是什么。
He never knew what was behind those clouds.
他知道我们主到了那里。
He knew our Lord had reached the place.
但是我们知道，约翰乃是主所爱的那个门徒。
But John was the disciple that the Lord loved.
他也是躺在主怀里的那一位。
He is the one who lay at his bosom.
弟兄姊妹，自从在橄榄山他与我们的主分别以后。
Ever since he was separated from our Lord from the Mount of Olives,
他一直记得是那朵云彩把我们的主带走的。
He remembers that it was those clouds that took the Lord away.
那云彩好像一个幔子一样。
That cloud was like a veil.
从此以后，他看不见他的主。
From now on, he cannot see the Lord.
过去三年半之久。
After 3.5 years,
无论我们的主到哪里，他都跟随到哪里。
Wherever our Lord went, he went.
但是自从我们的主升天以后
，But ever since our Lord ascended,
当他记得我们的主上升的时候
，When he remembered our Lord ascended,
最后他记得的
，The very last thing he.